Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
We have just a very quick other DVD. This is the kids have put this together. Obviously, the theme today is Where's My Water? So this is some questions they've answered around the theme of water. Please turn your attention to the screens.
My favourite thing to do is water, is do the ice packer challenge.
My favourite thing to do with water is put it in the bath so I can have a good wash.
My favourite thing to do with water is put it on my face.
My favourite thing with water is to do water gunfight and water boom.
My favourite thing to do with water is to have a hot spa.
My favourite thing to do with water is flush it down the toilet.
My favourite thing to do with water is splash it on my brother and throw it at him.
My favourite thing to do with water is to splash and play with it because you can make friends by doing that and you can cool off.
My favourite thing to do with water is to go down water slides.
My favourite thing to do with water is play with it and like make a water slide with it.
I like water because you can go to JSAC and because I like going on the water slide.
My favourite thing to do with water is drink it.
My favourite thing to do with water is drink it.
My favourite thing to do with water is drink it.
My favourite thing to do with water is to swim in pools.
My favourite thing to do in water is to swim in it.
My favourite thing to do with water is swimming in water.
My favourite thing to do with water is swim in it.
I like playing with water because it, because you can put it in a swimming pool and it's really fun when you do that.
My favourite thing in swimming water is swimming.
Excellent. You never know what answers you're going to get when you ask kids a question, do you? But it's always a bit of fun. As you see, water is our theme today, and this is Kids Day. And I want to commend, as I said before, every parent for what you do in raising your children. It's not an easy job, and we are here to support you through that, and it's a lot of fun. As I said, water. Who liked doing those things with water? Who put their hand up? Who'd say swimming? Yeah? Water slides? Water fights? Yeah? And I think at the end of this service, going on what Liam said, we're all going to make lots of friends and throw water at each other. And so prepare to get wet. But it's very good. I love being able to do that. The scripture I have this morning that I'm going to be sharing with is John 4, 13 and 14. And it says this, Jesus answered that everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And a spring of water. So there's a different type of water. And as you saw, we had our H2O camp where we got to do all sorts of things, water, whether we were canoeing and building rafts and swimming in the lake or throwing water bombs at each other. We had such a great time with water. Those we saw there, the kids answering their questions, what they love to do with water. My favourite thing is actually to go skin diving or snorkeling under the water in the sea and just seeing all the beautiful things that are under there. It's what I really like. And in fact, nothing in my life compares to doing that for me to be able to refresh. And part of what we're talking about this year, or our theme for this year, is refresh. I want to ask a few things this morning. What is, if you had your opportunity, the one way that you would refresh the fastest? What? No, nothing else will compare to it. Nothing else will compare to how quickly it will get you to that place of feeling relaxed and restored, yeah? Going outside, just going outside and playing, yeah? Sitting on the couch, all right, sitting on the couch. Adults, you can answer this too. We want to get some engagement from you as well. Riding a horse. There we go. That's a bit different. That's cool, yeah? Watching TV, yeah? Jumping from a very high point and landing in something soft. I think we've got a bit of a daredevil there. That's okay. jumping into a pool on a hot day. And I'm sure you guys have all got your things that you do to refresh as well. What about this? What about when talking about nothing compares, if you were to be able to pick whatever you wanted to have for breakfast, what one breakfast thing would you pick that nothing else compares to that one breakfast if you were to have that? Pancakes, waffles, Cocoa Pops. What else we got? Cheese on toast. Okay, cheese on toast. Egg and bacon. Oh, we've got two eggs and bacon. Croissants. Ice cream, if you could have ice cream for breakfast. I did say anything, nothing else would compare. Okay. And what about if we're talking, we are in Victoria, but what about sport? What sport compares to no other sport? It was the only thing you could watch or play or do for the rest of your life. Which sport no other sport compares to? Yeah? Running. Soccer? Swimming? Netball? Sorry? Cricket? Dodgeball? I like dodgeball too. AFL? It's first AFL. We're in Victoria. Jeremy? Footy. Okay, we've got a couple of footies. I'd say basketball, even though we're in Victoria. That's the one. That's right. That's what you're going to say. You all should have said that. God, what's wrong with you? How did you not know that answer? But that's what nothing compares to. And the title of my message this morning is Nothing Compares. And the theme is water. Nothing compares to water. You know we're made up of 70% water? Did you know that? 70% of our body is made up of water. We can go a whole week without food, but we can only go for 3 days without water. That's how vital it is for us. There is no substitute when it comes to what we need in our life for water. But it's also the same when it comes to the things of God. There is no substitute and nothing compares to the goodness of God. There's nothing that compares to His love, to His power, to His plan and His purpose that He has got for each of you. But we get into this game of comparisons, don't we? We try and compare what else could be good for us. We find alternatives. We try and look for alternatives. Why do we do this? Is it a fear of missing out? FOMO, for those of you who like to text. Fear of missing out. Are we going to be not complete unless we have something else? That could be the case. But more often, I think perhaps we're looking for a reference point. Perhaps we're looking for something to compare ourselves to. Because if you realize it or not, we live in a land that's called Ur. That's E-R. The land of Ur, where everything has to be better, bigger, smarter, fitter, faster, healthier. And we get caught up in the land of Ur. And if you're in the Christian world, it's even spiritual Ur. Okay, I made that one up. It's not actually E-R, but it goes with what I'm saying. So bear with me. And the world sells Ur to us all the time. You can't live without this. If only you would have. They try and create a need to make us think that we have to become better, bigger, stronger, faster, healthier, whatever it is on the earth. And we get caught up in the land of Ur. Now, I want to show you an example over here. We have a table here full of drinks. And kids, can you see some of these drinks? I'm going to hold them up in a second. And it took me about 3 minutes to go around and have a look at some of these drinks. And all of these, what they're trying to do is to quench your thirst, to fill a thirst. That's what every one of them wants. Now we have one here. This was called Solo. Who likes Solo? This actually says they're the thirst crusher. Not only is it going to quench your thirst, it's going to crush your thirst. It is awesome. And you've got other ones here. This is for the adults a bit more. It's a green tea. So if you want to quench your thirst and have a green tea and it'll be a little bit more herbal, then go for that. It's got some additives in it. If you're playing sport these days, everyone goes for drinks like this, Powerade. And it's got a lot of water in it and blackcurrant and replaces all the essential electrolytes in you. It quenches your thirst and does more. I mean, come on, you got to have that. But then you got something like Gatorade, and this must be better because it's got Gary Ablett Jr. on the front. He's the best player. He's better and stronger and fitter and faster than every other player. So better get that one into you. And then if you want some energy and a bit of a pick-me-up, we have some heaps of energy drinks. This one's called Mother. I don't know if Mother would recommend this, but it's called Mother. And if you want a sugar-free version of it because you want to be healthier, then take the sugar-free version of your energy kick. And you can even get it in jumbo style. You want to be rock star to make yourself more popular. I know it's not, see? You can get that one as well. And for the kids, well, we've got kids' versions of having your things here. You like that? This is a fruit juice, so you want a healthier option. But the problem is it's only 25% fruit juice, but it's got a really cute teddy bear koala made out of apples to make you look like it's better for you, of course. And then, of course, you can just get your everyday waters. We have a water, and not only is this water good for you and it's going to quench your thirst, but it's going to do one good thing for someone else. It's going to help dig wells, and so people are less thirsty over in other countries. That's a really good one. But perhaps you like this. I mean, this comes in a glass bottle, and the contents is the same as all the others, but it looks really pretty, and you can reuse it. And it's already been bagged by one of the girls in the office to have this later in the week. We have, if you just want your other water with bubbles in it. I mean, they're selling water with bubbles in it. I mean, selling ice to Eskimos, we got water with bubbles in it these days. And it's got a little bit of flavour in case you don't like the taste of water, because water tastes like nothing. And you've got this one. I know some of the kids would like this. This is a chocolate liquid drink. Not only can you have a drink that quenches your thirst, it can replace a meal. I mean, come on. How good is that? And I don't know why you'd buy any of these things when you can get this one. It's more water, so if it's more, it's better, of course. It's 1.5 litres, costs you about 50 cents, not even a quarter of the price of some of these drinks we have on the table, and it's amazing. So, of course, bigger is obviously going to be better, so why don't we get the bigger and better? But here's the question I always have. Why are we paying for all of these things when I can go to the tap and I can get it for free? What is the point of buying all of these things when 95 or 75 or 85% of what is in here is free from the tap? It's a strange question, but we continue to do this because we want to live in the land of Ur. We get caught up in things are going to be better if I have. And you know what? We have so many choices in this world, and our kids are so good. They are so good at using the things of the land of Ur against us parents. It's just not fair. They have an unfair advantage when it comes to this. Dad, can I please have that? Nope. Oh, but Dad, Johnny's got it and it makes him better and faster and stronger and healthier and you feel guilty and guiltier. And oh, I tell you what, you end up caving and you go and get whatever it is that they ask you to get. Comparison is the marketing ploy, the weapon in the land of Ur. Comparisons can make you buy, do, and say some things that in hindsight, you realize are perhaps not the best idea. And I'm sure no woman has ever gone to the shops, seen a big sales sign, and come back with what's called buyer's regret. That never happens. They never thought, I probably didn't need that. But it happens. But when it comes to our kids, why is it we want to make sure they have the bigger, the better, the trendier? We enroll them in every extracurricular activity, because this is going to have to be the way to get them to land of Ur, so they will be better and stronger and faster. We want to give them every opportunity to succeed in life. I want to ask you this question. When we're striving to get to the land of Ur, are we enjoying our kids? Are we encouraging our kids? Are we enjoying ourselves, striving and struggling for this? Or are we pushing our kids and pushing ourselves to places we shouldn't go? Are we teaching them to drink from the living water? Or are we, and to show that nothing compares to what God has for them, for the goodness of God? If we are comparing, what are we comparing them to? To the mums, the dads, people in our workplaces, other children, people within the church? Why are we doing that? So the further we go into the land of Ur, you'll realize the further you have to go. It's like walking up a mountain if you've ever done any hiking and you just get to a peak and you think it's just going to be over there, it's going to be the top of the mountain, and you realize, oh no, there's the peak, it's up there. So you walk again and you go a bit further, you get to that peak, oh, and there's another peak, it's a bit higher. And eventually if you do get to the top of this mountain, you get to the top of the land, in the land of Ur, you hit the pinnacle, it's awesome, I've arrived, I'm a success. And you look over there and there's the land of Est, where there's the best and the biggest and the fittest and the fastest and there's always going to be something else that we have to chase. It's pointless. See, there's no win when we get caught up in comparison. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water, the land of Ur water, will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of living water that will well up into eternal life. Nothing else compares to this. It's okay to want our children to have the best. That is absolutely okay. But what are we giving them to drink? Are we giving them a living water that's going to quench their thirst? Are we giving them a sugary alternative? Are we giving them something that's only going to make them thirsty again and create a drive in them or a need that is unhealthy? If we're going to compare or imitate something, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. We've just been talking in kids' ministry a little bit the last few weeks, and kids will remember this, that we are created by who? We're created by who? God. We're created by God, who is a creator. We're created by the Creator in His image, in His mirror image. And so if we're going to compare ourselves to anything, shouldn't it be God and what He has for us? Because He's got a plan and a purpose that is different from anyone else. And you can't look and copy it off anyone else because it's not their plan. God's got a plan specifically for each and every one of us. But for some reason, the world of Ur seems to be the first place we turn. We pay lots of money. We spend lots of time. We run all over town to activities to give them opportunities to our kids, for us to experience things, to keep up with the land of Ur. But then we skip things like church and kids and youth and the things of God. We wonder why our kids aren't getting anywhere in God. We're not seeing these traits of God come out in them. Ur is not a thirst quencher. It's not fulfilling because nothing compares to the plan and the purpose that God has for you. We need to show our children how to drink from the living water. And at times, that's why I commend you for bringing your kids to church on a Sunday morning. At times, it means doing things that we don't want to do. It means removing alternatives out of the fridge and say, there's the tap, pointing them towards Jesus. Go and drink from there because that's free. He will freely give you whatever you need. As parents, He will guide you and lead you. You don't have to get caught up and take confidence, as we saw in the parenting course that's coming through on the exchange. There is a world of pressure out there on us to conform to those things that will make us spend our money unwisely, keep up with the latest fad. Trust God because He has placed the children in your life because you are the best people to raise them. And as a community, if you're part of this church, this is the best community for them to be raised. Get them around the things of God. Get them around the things that cost you nothing apart from maybe a little bit of time and, yes, driving, but you're doing that anyway. So there's nothing wrong with any of these drinks if they use, well, there's probably something wrong with a few of those drinks, but there's nothing wrong with most of those drinks when they're used in moderation, when you have them at times. There's nothing wrong if you use them as recommended, like after sports, okay, replacing electrolytes. But if you were to drink these things or have them all the time, that's like an athlete eating junk food and expecting to get healthy, expecting to win the Olympics. It just won't happen. You can't sit there and expect to become who God has created you to be without getting around the things of God, without drinking and being refreshed by Him and finding in Him your plan and your purpose. So I want to encourage you, parents, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. It's the same for your children. It's the same for you. As you've seen today, we have some amazing kids here. They're doing so well. If you were out there every week, you'd see how much they're growing and they're learning and they love the things of God. You'd see how much confidence they actually have in that. Trust in God as we raise these kids together. In that, bring the things of God, I want to do something right now, kids. I want to actually ask all of your parents, we're going to pray for the kids and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in. And I'm going to ask our mum and dad of the house, Pastors Rob and Christy, to come up and pray. But I'd love all of the parents to bring your kids forward and come and stand with them if they're up here. If there's any grandparents or niece, aunts and aunties, you come and stand around them as well. We want to lay our hands on our kids and we want to pray for them to be filled with the living water right now.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.